Behind the Scenes. The story behind the creation of Japanese mythology. Foreign student, hereinafter FS. February 11th is National Foundation Day. I heard this day derives from a story in the Kojiki. What kind of book is this? Teacher, hereinafter T.Written to connect the emperor of that time with traditional mythology, it is the oldest book in Japan. Starting with the formation of heaven and earth, it tells the story of how the gods created Japan. In its pages is an account of how the first emperor Jinmu ascended to the throne on February 11th. Some parts of the story are not logical.And it also contains descriptions of deities possessing human traits. The gods are sometimes shown as being jealous, scared, having a sense of humor, or even having sex. FS. When, by whom, and for what purpose was the Kojiki written? T. Emperor Tenmu commissioned this compilation, which was completed in 712.Around 10 years previous to this, many powerful clans had been involved in a huge battle over the succession to the throne. Around that time, each clan told their own biased account of history. It is said that the emperor hoped to stabilize the country by making his own comprehensive historical account that would unite the people. FS.Were historical facts hidden amongst the mythology? T. Many scholars have stated that it makes sense to view the sun goddess Amaterasu as being Empress Jito, an ancestor of the emperor. She was the wife of Emperor Tenmu and took over his position after her husband passed away. Empress Jito is said to have created a political system that would circumvent disputes over the succession to the throne. She left political decisions to her bureaucrats, while retaining the right to select the successor to the throne from her own bloodline. However, these myths can be interpreted in many ways, so nothing is certain. FS.I have heard that the content of the Kojiki is similar to that of Greek mythology. T. Some parts of the Kojiki, including the stories about Amaterasu and her brother Susanoo, resemble Greek myths. Therefore, people take the view that Greek mythology made its way to Japan.It's common knowledge among scholars that these kinds of myths can be found the world over. FS. If that's the case, this weakens the legitimacy of the emperor's claim to the throne, doesn't it? T. In the past, German archaeologist Heinrich Schliemann's excavations prove that the legendary city of Troy, which appears in Greek legends, existed.It is said that he discovered the site by believing that the heroic epic, the Iliad, which was written by Greek poet Homer in the 8th century BC, reflected real historical events. In the case of the Kojiki so far, some archaeological finds have supported descriptions found in the Kojiki. In 1979, the tomb of Ono Yasumaro, editor of the Kojiki,was found in Nara Prefecture. It is possible that the myths contained in the Kojiki will lead to discoveries like that of Troy. This is drawn from the sound archives of Hiragana Times digital version, for which both language and text are skillfully arranged for students of the Japanese language. For a monthly fee of 500 yen,Subscribers to the digital version of Hiragana Times magazine can gain access to new entertaining and educational content, as well as to the magazine's back issues. For more information, check hiraganatimes.com. This English language podcast provides listeners with an insight into Japan. You will find many interesting stories from this behind-the-scenes series.